You are listening to the Type 3 Podcast, hosted by Craig Gross, a show for a Type 3 by a Type 3. The podcast is brought to you by EnneagramPodcasts.com, where you can listen to all our shows featuring all 9 Enneagram types. Let's get into the show.
Hey, it's Craig. It's Sunday night. I'm driving. Driving back from church all by myself because my wife and daughter met me at church and my son had a youth deal after church. So now I'm driving home. I'm not turning on the radio. I'm not checking anything on my phone because I want to know if the Cowboys got worked by the Giants. And yes, this is the Type 3 podcast you're listening to, but it's football season. So I think now that we're in week 2 of the NFL, I might just have to turn this into a sports podcast. But if you're a 3, you're competitive. And if you're competitive, maybe you like sports. Maybe you don't. I got 2 sports stories from this weekend. One from AYSO soccer, and 2 from the NFL. And let's just go. So, 2 different things. I know I've talked, I don't even know what I've talked about, but I talked about Serena, I talked about winning, I've talked about ping pong. So you get it. And you know, my wife, she hosts the Type 5 podcast. She has like a list of things she's going to be talking about at a specific time. I think her next podcast, she told me, is wings and things. That sounds like something I'd like to eat right now. But I'm not as planned out, as thorough as the 5. I can't tell you what next week's podcast, or if I might have 5 podcasts this week, or if I might have no podcasts. So I think part of me, and I like that format, I guess, right now. Like I told everybody that's doing the podcast, if you haven't listened, there's 9 different versions or 9 different podcasts. Hey, just do at least once a month. And then my wife's like, you have 7? I was like, yeah, like I'm winning. It's all a competition, everything. No, I was just like, hey, I got something. I just hit record and I go. And that's me. I don't even wait till I get home. And you're like, gosh, if you'd wait till you get home and stop driving, I wouldn't hear the background noise. But no, for me, that sounds like work. Like, oh, I got to record this thing. But I had a thought. I'm driving home. Don't want to turn anything on because I hate that. Like when you turn it on and you check Instagram because you're like, oh, I'm going to check that because I got to go to the bathroom. Might as well have something to do. But then you forget you're taping a game and you're like, no, I don't want to see that. Because that just sucks when you already know who wins. I'm not going to go watch that game. But anyways, back to my story. 2 things. Let's talk AYSO soccer. If you're a parent, there's club soccer. There's AYSO recreational soccer. My son's played both. I've coached AYSO and I've coached his middle school soccer team for 3 years. So total coaching, I don't know, probably 10 years of coaching or close to it when you factor in all the different seasons. So at AYSO, it's, you know, $80 for the whole fall 10, 12, 15 games. It's a low, like everybody plays, there's certain rules. It's way easier than joining a club team that's going to be thousands of dollars and a huge commitment. So, like I said, my son did that for a couple of years. But for AYSO, it's just, oh, it's fall. You get to play soccer. It's fun. Half the time, you get a coach that knows nothing about soccer, though. And then half the time, you get a good coach. But AYSO, man, they make it so hard to volunteer. You have to, I'm certified up to like U12. And after that, it's just like, they just want to waste your time. And I think they weed out a lot of the good coaches and the good parents because they don't want to play by all your rules. So I'm technically not allowed to coach. I can technically not, though, be the assistant coach. So, but I'm no good on the sidelines. I'm no good in the stands. So I like to be on the sidelines. I help out at practice. And so we got killed the first game. We played a team in Montebello. These kids got facial hair and mustaches. It was a great team. They beat us 8-0. And this week we played a team from Huntington Beach. And yeah, you could say I'm racial profiling. No, it's just the truth. Like, we played an all Hispanic team in Montebello, got our butts kicked, played a bunch of white kids from Huntington Beach. I mean, just when they showed up, you just looked at them and you're like, okay, we're going to beat this team. It was just a relief almost from the week before. And a lot of younger kids that are playing up in this division. And it was just, I mean, you could just tell we're warming up. And granted, we had a bunch of just kids from Huntington Beach as well. So it wasn't like, I say that because you're from Huntington Beach, you should surf and you can't play soccer. You just could tell if a group of people are going to be good at soccer or not. I mean, I've been doing this long enough and I got two eyes. And so I was like, oh, Nolan, like, you're going to just kill these people. And sure enough, it's like 2 minutes in, Nolan already has like two goals. You could just tell this is going to get ugly really quick. And they're playing in technically a U18 division, even though like Nolan's 15. And so a U10 or U12 at AYSO, they have these rules that say, hey, you can't win more than seven. You can't be up more than seven because it's humiliating. And AYSO has this rule that everybody plays, all the teams are fair and balanced and blah, blah, blah. So they really want to make it competitive, but they don't, for sportsmanship, they don't want you to crush another team. So last week we got murdered, you know, 8-0. This week we're up 8-0. So by this time, like, Nolan's got four goals. Coach says, hey, just pull back. And it was just, dude, it wasn't even like, we had 20 minutes left in the first half. And so this just got ugly. And then it's not even fun. So it's at halftime, it's 8-0 and or 9-0 or whatever. And so then the coach, the ref comes over, is like, you know what? There's no rule at your league that says you can't take it to the team. But, like, you know, last week this team got beat 20-1. And so I just would say, and it's just like, what? Take it easy. So our coach says, hey guys, I want you to aim for the back wall when you're on offense. And the back wall was like a soccer field away. So basically, like, don't even shoot. Like, shoot, but like, blast them. And I was like, okay, that's 45 minutes of torture for our team and for their team. Cause like, you're having a fast break and then you're just shooting like against the wall. So I chimed in and said, hey, what about this? What about if we allowed them to score, but only with their head? And he's like, okay, we'll go for that. So I was like, sweet. So now that's going to help the kids pass. It's going to help them send crosses. It's going to help them. It's a challenge. And it's going to get them, like, not feed their egos, but like, get them talking and communicating. Because if you know anything about soccer, to send a header across the field, like, it's just good communication. So that's what we did for the half. And we had one header, which was awesome. Like, Nolan sent a high ball like over, and this guy Diego headed in. It was just fun to watch, and it was just like, oh, we did it. But it was like, there's the other parents on the other side, and then there's the refs telling us, and then there's our kids, and then we had like some friends came and watched, and you're like, this is a really sucky game to watch because now we can't play, but why? Like, is 8-0 and us, like, really just screwing around trying to hit head balls better than sticking it to you 20-0? Or, like, playing keep away? Like, life isn't fair and balanced. And by U18 soccer, part of me is like, you know what? No, like, you fielded the same opportunity to field the same team that we did and find the same coach, you know, find the same help. And it's just, that's just like some, you win and you lose. Nobody took it easy on us last week. And that was defeating in that first game to just be worked 8-0. But then to tell somebody, I just kind of sat with that going, you know, Nolan came back and it was just like, everybody likes getting a goal as well. So to me, I would have said, hey, you know what, guys, let's beat him 30. I mean, I've beaten a team 16-0 before, because when we coached middle school, I didn't play by the AYSO rules. I've beaten a team 13-0. I mean, I've gotten beat badly as well, which it's just like, for me, I hate that. But I'm like, you know, Nolan's like, yeah, it was fun, but it wasn't. And then you're just like, yeah, it's just, it wasn't that fun now, because now I can't score, or that team is that bad. But like, nobody in the NFL that just, I mean, the Rams just won, what, 34-0 today? Nobody in the Rams locker room went, oh, that wasn't fun today. No, they went, dude, that was fun. We kicked ass, and that is fun. We got guys the ball that didn't normally get the ball. We practiced things that we normally weren't able to practice. We got better at these skills. So I just like, this isn't real life, because in life, there's winners and losers. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose bad, sometimes you win really great victories. But yet, part of this like coddling culture that we have with our kids is like, we got to keep it safe for them. And we put them in organizations and places that do that. And yeah, I guess we got to play by those rules. But I just go, man, that doesn't prepare your U18 kids for anything, even if they're 14 or 15. I don't care. It's like, by this time, your parents aren't making you play soccer anymore. You chose to be out there. Or if your parents are, like, parents, please, by like 15, if your kid didn't want to be a Boy Scout, like, don't make him be a Boy Scout. Find out what they're passionate about, not just you, because then they'll resent you and probably hate you later on in life. I'm just saying. So that gets us to winners or losers. So then today, I'm a Packer fan. Rodgers plays. That was a great first half. They're playing the Vikings. I bet my daughter's friend's dad, who's $20 on this game. And what sucks is there's not, now it's 8:30 at night, and there wasn't a winner and there wasn't a loser at the Packer game. And that game ended about 1:30 today, and I'm still sitting with this feeling of like, it's not over, but it's really over. But what the hell is a tie in the NFL? Like, the reason why people don't watch soccer in the States is because they don't score enough and they end in ties. I don't spend money to go to a game to leave and with, oh, that was good. Yeah, there's not a winner and a loser. Like, I want a winner and a loser. As much as I wanted the Packers to win today, like, man, a tie? It went to overtime. A bunch of kicks got missed. There was a horrendous call, which that pissed me off. Like, I know we got to protect the quarterbacks, but that was a garbage call on Clay Matthews. So, you know, I'm still kind of talking about that. But then the game ends in a tie. And I'm like, I don't get it. Because professional sports, like, we shouldn't have ties. We don't tie in tennis. We don't tie, we don't tie in baseball. Like, they go for innings. We don't tie in basketball. Like, these are grown adult professional athletes. 10 minutes on the clock, I think there's some major problems with a coin toss. And then if you score first, you win. If it's a touchdown, I don't like that rule. But there's this whole idea of like, I don't care until you're exhausted. Fans would love it. Like, fans, when you watch like a tennis match that went for like 9 hours, you're like, yes, I got my freaking money's worth. And then you just see these exhausted players. Like, dude, I'm going to give up. Like, no. Like, I know that the Triple G fight, there's all this controversy, you know, because the first boxing match was, this was a rematch, and I guess the dude won. I don't care about boxing, but it ended in a tie. No, forget ties. Threes hate ties. I think more than, I don't want to say more than we hate losing, but I'm like, because I hate losing. But I was like, oh, dude, I didn't lose $20. I don't get $20. It's just a tie. I just, so I'm sitting there today going, man, yesterday's kind of feeling of like we won, but you can't win that bad. And you can't, you got to be careful not to like kick somebody's butt that bad. And then today, just sitting there going, why is this still this unsettled? Like my wife left and then Nolan was trying to explain to her. And I love this. If you have a son or if you're a man and your wife's not into football, Jeanette's getting there. We'll get her there. But he's trying to explain like fantasy or like that tie to Jeanette. And she's just like, I don't get it. But I don't get it either. Like, it doesn't make sense because you play a game, you put on the pads, you show up and you get your hot dog and your beer and you put your jersey on and you go to the game and you want to walk away with a winner or a loser because that's sports and that's why we love it. Maybe that's just us, the threes, but man, that Roger Goodell, that guy's a douche. Like that, and I say that nicely, but man, that guy, the president of the NFL or whatever, $30 million commissioner, that guy needs to be fired regardless, but oh, I can't stand that guy. Like horrible, horrible, horrible. Like, but somebody in the offseason has got to fix this tie policy because to me, it's got to go. We want winners, we want losers, and I'm just irritated with it. If they hit me an email, type3@enneagrampodcast.com, maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe I'm just like, no, it feels like, it's not just unsettled. It feels like I wasted 3.5 hours of that game, and I don't have the high or the low. You just have the, how did it go? It was a tie. Like, and last week, the Browns ended in a tie. The Browns are horrible. Browns are horrible. Like, they're always going to be horrible. Horrible management, horrible ownership, I'm sure. Like, it's a losing franchise and a losing, like, it's like, and then they lost today, but they got a tie last week. It's like, at least it wasn't a loss, but it was a tie. So, week 3 in the NFL, maybe there'll be another tie. To me, I have no point in even talking further at this podcast other than knowing maybe the 5 doesn't care. Maybe the 6, the 7, the 8, the 9. Are 3s the only ones that, or is it just me that I just think it's so pathetic? Both those situations that I experienced today on a Saturday and a Sunday. And I don't know if it's about you, if you're like this either, whether it's sports or maybe you're into golf or when that thing that you love, like for me, it's football. And then, yeah, I love soccer. Like, I love, like, coaching. I love being there. You know, my daughter played. She quit. So now it's just Nolan. And it's like, man, I, like, get so fired up for the game. And then you're just like, I felt like both these games this weekend, it's just a letdown. It's like, all right, it would have been fun to win 30-0. Like, awesome. Like, I don't know. Keep your head up, kid, if you go home crying. And it would have been awesome to see Kirk Cousins, that interception stand, and us win that game. Let me know. And I can't promise you I'm not going to keep talking about sports at some time. So that's all I got. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening. Feel free to send questions or ideas or feedback to type3@enneagrampodcasts.com. And make sure to subscribe to the show. And if you would like to support this collective, head over to enneagrampodcasts.com and find out different ways to support the shows.